Hello, welcome back to It Starts With You podcast with me, Mark Hopkins. Forgot what I was doing then. Thought I was leaving a message, which is kind of weird because I got a big microphone in my face. Are you all right? How you doing? How's your week been? Great. Good. Mine's been interesting. That's what I'm going to talk about this week as well. The interestingness of what my podcast has been. My podcast, my business, me, myself, everything. God, I'm losing my mind. It Starts With You is the name of this podcast. And obviously it starts with me this week, and hence the solo podcast is all about starting with me. And the journey of which I'm year eight now. Yeah, eighth year. Coming to the start of the ninth year in January, February time next year. And the roller coaster of running a business and talking about various things that you do along the way. And I thought this one is so fresh in my head this week, I thought I'd talk about it now. I've got a few things I'd love to talk about over the coming weeks with this podcast, but this one is so fresh in my head and such a big learn I think we all can learn from, that I wanted to put out there. Well, let me set the ground. I'm a huge believer that social media and marketing, obviously one entity, but are a vital part of any small business to grow. And in order to do it correctly, you've got to go through the learning process of how to do it correctly. And I'm still in that learning process. And this week really made me realize, after a bit of soul searching and asking someone for some feedback, made me realize how far I am from that place where I thought I was. And the problematic issues that I've been experiencing the last 6 months for sure. But then I want to put some reasons and caveats and kind of things in the process to make you realize there is mitigating circumstances on a lot of reasons why certain things don't go the way they go. So let me start at the beginning. Sorry, I'm trying to pave a path here for us to walk down and paint a picture for you of what's going on, basically. I have felt the last 6 months, definitely the last 12 months of business, but the last 6 months of my marketing has been flat. And my social side of my marketing has been flatter than I've ever had it. And I've not been happy. I've not been happy with it. Business-wise, last 12 months has been hard. It's been energy absorbing. I have rewarded myself a few times this year for great work that I think I've done, which is great. I'm still on the cusp of completing this last quarter on a high and getting myself to the end of my year where I want it to be, which when I set out this in January and I set out this plan I had in January, I didn't realize how hard it was going to be to get to the end. So 2023, you ask any recruiter, they will all say something different, but I think the vast majority of the people I speak to, 2023 has been a butt-kicking year. It has been OMG, OMFG, in the vast majority of the year. It feels like the wins that we got this year were through punches in the face, bloody noses, just hard work. And I'm not saying that it isn't hard work in recruitment. It's always been hard work. Recruitment has always been difficult, especially in my sector. But it's been harder this year, and it's been a different challenge. It's been difficult. The market's been flat. The cost of living crisis hasn't helped, and a lot of the problems that we have today have been purely political based, in my opinion. But I'm not going to turn this into a political rant. I want to do a political rant podcast another time, but this is, I'm holding out, especially after what we learned at the COVID inquiry this week. So I felt that the last 6 months of my marketing is a part of the stress and strains of this year has been shockingly bad. and the social side of it mostly. And I have noticed that my follow-ups, my comments, my views, my likes, connection requests, everything to do with social media across a couple of platforms, mostly LinkedIn, has been terrible. It has had no... Well, it has, for the first time since starting this business, it hasn't had the credibility I thought it used to have. And it's died a death. Now, yeah, I've had a few great posts, but that's off the back of some great conversations. Normally in the midst of that. My posts have been kind of off the back of things that I know, and I build some videos and I do some other bits of things. And this week it came to head. I sat here looking at the numbers, thinking, you know, and the great thing about LinkedIn today, you can now look back on the numbers and you can see where it was like 6-12 months ago. And you kind of look at it and go, well, where's it gone wrong? What the hell has been going wrong with my LinkedIn at the moment? What the hell has been going wrong with my social? What the hell has been going wrong with my marketing? And it all comes down to really, I'm so close to it, I don't know. So I thought I'd reach out. I reached out to, I hope she doesn't mind me name dropping her, Sarah at Social Gems, who I've known through LinkedIn. Respect her abilities, especially Gem as well, and what they can do at Social Gems. I did a podcast with Gem a while back as well. So yeah, how can I put it? I'm going to be honest with you. I went to her and said, I haven't got a clue what's going on. Can you help me? Can you help me, please? And she came back to me and she gave me a couple of words, things that pointed out a few things on my LinkedIn profile, but said something profoundly straight up and honest that made me step back this week. And she doesn't know this bit. I thanked her so much for what she's done, to be honest with you, because it took this one word, personal. Because I used to wear my heart on my sleeve, and I used to be posting from the heart, but from the head, funny, informative, personality, me, how I used to, you know, talk from straight from me out to the world. Sometimes no filter. I've had people come to me saying that no filter of yours is brilliant. Which just really made me smile. And these last 12 months, definitely the last 6 months, that's what my problem's been. So the soul searching started. And these last 2 days, and especially recording this podcast and as we speak now, the soul searching has started of where it's been going wrong and why it's been going wrong in that sense. Now, has it, and coming back to what I said at the start of this podcast, was business has been tough. It's been a real tough year. I'm not a quitter. I have a focus in my life. It's happened definitely in the last 8 years. It's been there in the past when I worked for people, when I managed businesses. But for me, definitely now running my own show, this tenacity to get to where I want to go with all the hurdles that have been thrown in front of us over the years and all the problems that have been chucked at me over the years. And I didn't realise, and this is the soul searching bit now, I've lost myself a little bit along that way. I've forgotten who I was. I've certainly forgotten my why. And this is a part of the podcast now, just going slightly off on a tangent. My why when I started this business was to be a lot different to other recruitment agencies I had previously experienced and worked for. And what I mean is, have a in soul in the business. Be the person the companies can rely on. Be the person that companies can come to and know that you're still there. So the reliability, rely on you, you're reliable, you're you're there, you're ethical. Be ethical. Do the things you say you're going to do. And that is really hard sometimes to do for other companies. And I'll come into this as well in this little part of the segment of the podcast. These things are hard to do when you work for someone, because when you work for someone, you're working for someone else's vision. Sometimes that vision is not very good. Sometimes that vision is written by marketers on their website and then is adapted into the business, so there's no soul to it. But I wanted to make a business that had a soul, that was reliable, that was honest, trustworthy, ethical, and the big one for me, challenges the norms, challenges the status quo. And if you follow me on social media, if you follow me on definitely on LinkedIn, I challenge the status quo in the comment section of a variety of people that I feel need challenging. Because sometimes the recruitment industry follows blindly a certain rhetoric. And I think sometimes the rhetoric could be true, but don't get me wrong, you know, certain elements of recruitment still need to be done today, but they don't all have to be still done. The methodology of communication, for instance, has changed over the years. So BD calls may not work for some people because that generation now that communicate in a different way will be on the other end of that. And that's why you see some recruitment businesses, and Will Grassoff is one of them, where he uses comedy as a part of his content strategy, because the marketplace that I suspect, and this is my suspicion, I suspect he works in, works very well in that social media kind of gathering methodology, and he gets leads from it. Me and Will have spoken about it a few times. He does get leads from it, and quite a good leads. So his business is working really well in that kind of platform. Now, what has that replaced cold calls? I certainly don't think it has replaced cold calls for him, and I'm pretty sure there is lead generation that goes on in other areas of his business. But it's adding another string to the bow of that business and challenging the norms and the status quo of the industry and making it better. You know, I honestly, every person in his business, including himself, I could probably guarantee there are good people there. So he's following, and I'm trying to follow in the same vein as that, that kind of ethical methodology, straight up honest recruitment. And so there are various agencies now forming out of that status quo, out of that methodology, and in my humble opinion, the future of recruitment. And challenging the norms, being in the comment section, and having a soul, which is what I've neglected this year, which I'm gonna put it in place. It's gonna change for me, because if you don't, you're left behind, and that's the important part of this. If you do not challenge the norms, challenge your own norms, not just other people's norms, right? Your own perception, your own thought processes, the things that you think work don't work anymore, it's because things have changed or you've got lazy. And these are the things you need to realize and wake up. And that is the feedback call that you need to have with someone. And, you know, I asked specifically Sarah to look at something for me. She came back, gave me that feedback, and it's now opened up other areas of my thoughts, thinking, right, where else am I failing then in the fact that I have lost my way with certain things? Because it is myopic. You are short-sighted to your own business. You do have to stand away. And I think that's the other learn as well for me this year, is that I used to stand away every quarter, stand back every quarter and look at and say, what have you done this week that's, or what have you done this quarter that's worked? What hasn't worked? What can we improve? What can we add? What can we adapt? And that's what I used to do. But these last few years, I haven't done it because it's been all hands to deck and survival mode engaged. And I don't know if anyone else has had to have that solution to their business. We've not. I think we're in the forming, storming stages of our businesses again, or vast majority of the recruitment industry is. And don't say you're not, because if you have seen any redundancies in your business, or people have left and no one's been replaced, then your business is not in norming anymore. It's in storming. It's trying to come back to the normality. And that's where I've been fighting, and I will put my hands up and say that that's where I've been. I've been storming this year. And that's the review process that I have to put through my business to make sure that I meet the client's expectations. And their expectations have been extremely tough this year. So you have to have solutions for these guys. So if your business is you know, rocking in the ocean and you can't sail to the place you want to go, or you don't know where you're sailing to, then you can't help your clients. So you've got to have that shit together, basically, is my humble opinion. So that's been my learn this week. It's such a fresh learn that I'm going to adapt it for future podcasts as well, to talk about other areas of this learn that I've had. I know it's a simple learn and you're thinking, oh, Mark, that's a really simple learn, but trust me, most people listening to this are not even doing the simple learns at the moment, because they are exactly like I was Monday morning, thinking, what's going wrong, guys? What is going wrong? Why is this not working? And putting more reviews into the process and looking for more feedback. And I think that's the next stage for my business, is to look for more feedback to make sure that what I produce and the quality of work and the ethical work and all the other stuff that I say I'm going to do gets done. And that's the important part for me. And be myself along the way, have fun along the way, and make sure that my personality stamped all over it for me and the business. And that's the hard part, by the way. That's the hard part. Oh, Alexa just activated it as I said that. I'm leaving that in, by the way. I'm not cutting that out. Because there we go. There's a part of it, of the reality of doing things like podcasts. I nearly spilled coffee on myself then. So yeah, that's my learn. I think to adapt it into other areas of your business, I think you gotta, you know, even if you're running a desk, if you're a recruiter right now and you're running a desk and you're thinking, it's not going right, I'm not getting where I need to go to, reviews with my manager is terrible at the same time, go outside the box. Go look at, if you're in a big company, it works really well to do this. Go and speak to another manager in that company. Go and have a lunch with them. Go and buy them a beer or something, or a coffee. And go and sit with them and just say, look, I love my manager, you know, we're working very closely together, so I think things might be myopic, we might be missing stuff, this is what's going on, what are your thoughts and feelings? It may feel like you're cheating on your current manager, but sometimes another perspective is fresh. And if you've got a very forward thinking manager, I would advise other people to do it. If I was your manager, I'd say, what do you think, we're getting through everything we need to get through here? Do you think you're getting all the answers? No. Okay, well, let's go seek the answers then. And maybe go together to someone else. I used to have area managers or people above me, and I felt sometimes they weren't quite the right people to do that. I feel sometimes it's nice. And sometimes maybe not just a manager, maybe another recruiter that's doing really well, and say, what are you doing right? What are you doing wrong? How do you do this? Why am I going wrong here? And look for feedback and be consistently trying to improve yourself. There it is. What's been going wrong for the last 12 months? As I'm speaking to you in this microphone, things like this is clicking in my head at the same time. Continuous improvement has disappeared and has been literally running into battle and not checking yourself before you deal with it, running out of energy and bullets and all sorts of stuff that goes on. And there it is, continuous improvement's been missing. So you've got to look for that within yourself, continuous improvement to be better than you are. And let me talk about the other side of this. If you're not looking for that, and if you're looking at your desk, you think things are perfect, or you're just not bought into your role as a recruiter and you don't really care. I don't think you're listening to this podcast, by the way, because if you don't really care, you won't be listening to recruitment podcasts. But I will say this. If you see people that do this, and if you then have a quiet word with them and tell them to move on, because, again, challenging the norms and the status quo, we have too many people in our industry that don't want to be in our industry, and I would rather see them go and do something better with their lives, because they're worth more than sitting around in a job they don't want. Get out of it, go and do something else, because it's draining the industry of good work. And that's all I'm going to say. It's draining the industry of good work. Because the bad ones are causing us the worst. How did I get to this part of this conversation, by the way? The bad ones are always creating the problematic issues. And there we go. That's how it works. That's how it goes on. So, learn of the week. Get feedback if things are going wrong. Be self-aware that you could be myopic to the situation, short-sighted to the situation, and everything you think works is not working. You need to get some feedback and work on why it's not working. And that doesn't just go for social media, it goes for everything you do this week. This year's been tough, and I think we can forgive ourselves, I'm forgiving myself, for not thinking like this year, because it has been survival mode, engage, and let's try to get to the end of the year. And a lot of people are saying this to me. Let's get to the end of the year. And I hate to say it, and I'm not going to go political on you, but certain elements of the government, as in the Bank of England and a few other specialists, are all saying the same thing. Next year ain't going to get any better. So we got to look at our processes. We've got to improve. We've got to be a lot better than we were last year. And again, a lot better than we were this year. Thank you for listening. I hope you got what I definitely got from this week, this podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.